The Lord here tells Arjuna that there is no point in understanding how things exist in their separate opulence and grandeur. He should know that all things are existing due to Krishna's entering them as super soul. From Brahma, the most gigantic entity, on down to the smallest ant, all are existing because the Lord has entered each and all and is sustaining them. There is a mission that regularly propounds that worship of any demigod will lead one to the supreme personality of Godhead or the supreme goal. But worship of demigods is thoroughly discouraged herein, because even the greatest demigods like Brahma and Shiva represent only part of the opulence of the Supreme Lord. He is the origin of everyone born, and no one is greater than Him. He is Asamurdhava, which means that no one is superior to Him and that no one is equal to Him. In the Padma Puran, it is said that one who considers the Supreme Lord Krishna in the same category with demigods, be they even Brahma or Shiva, becomes at once an atheist. If, however, one thoroughly studies the different descriptions of the opulences and expansions of Krishna's energy, then one can understand without any doubt the position of Lord Shri Krishna and can fix his mind in the worship of Krishna without deviation. The Lord is all-pervading by the expansion of His partial representation, the Super Soul, who enters into everything that is. Pure devotees therefore concentrate their minds in Krishna consciousness in full devotional service. Therefore, they are always situated in the transcendental position. Devotional service and worship of Krishna are very clearly indicated in this chapter in verses 8 through 11. That is the way of pure devotional service. How one can attain the highest devotional perfection of association with the Supreme Personality of Godhead has been thoroughly explained in this chapter. Sri Baldev Vidyabhushan, a great acharya in disciplic succession from Krishna, concludes his commentary on this chapter by saying, Yachakti lesha suryadya bhavanti ati ugrate jasa yadamshena dritam vishvam sa krishno dashame archate. From Lord Krishna's potent energy, even the powerful sun gets its power, and by Krishna's partial expansion, the whole world is maintained. Therefore, Lord Shri Krishna is worshipable. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports to the 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavad Gita in the matter of the opulence of the Absolute. Om Agyanthimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshu Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Nama Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Thinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaurava Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschathya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare. So we are reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 10, verse number 40, 41 and 42. Translation. O mighty conqueror of enemies, there is no end to my divine manifestations. What I have spoken to you is but a mere indication of my infinite opulences. Know that all opulent, beautiful and glorious creations spring from but a spark of my splendor. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With a single fragment of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Hare Krishna. So we have come to the end of this chapter, the opulence of the Absolute. So this doesn't mean we have come to the end of the list of the opulences. Krishna himself ends the list saying that up till now whatever opulences I have told you is just a mere indication, tip of the iceberg, trailer, sample. There are infinite opulences which cannot come on all the possible printing papers with all the possible ink and all the possible printing machines in this world. Cannot come. The list is so big. The list is infinite. Krishna further says, whatever you see beautiful, whatever you see glorious, whatever you see opulent, you should know that is my manifestation. In other words, anything we see which is above average, beautiful, glorious, opulent, powerful, standing special among a group of similar things, then we should know that is manifestation of Krishna's opulence. That is manifestation of Krishna's energy. That is a spark of Krishna's splendor. Anything glorious, beautiful, opulent represents Krishna. Then in next verse, Krishna further says, what is the need of this detailed knowledge? What is the need of this list of opulences? No need. Why? Because my dear Arjuna, this whole universe is existing because of one very small fragment of myself. Up till now, Krishna is talking about opulences inside the universe. Small, small things. Mountains, sun, moon, etc. These small, small parts of the universe. Krishna says, forget these parts. This whole universe itself is existing because of my fragmental part. And that fragmental part of Krishna is Shirodakshai Vishnu or Paramatma. What is the relationship between Paramatma and Krishna? Paramatma is expansion of Krishna. So how much gap is there in between them? Who will tell in detail? From Krishna to Paramatma.
Krishna is big and Dahi is Paramatma.
Milk and Dahi? No. That is Krishna and Shivji. Paramatma is also milk only. So from Krishna to Paramatma, it's big hierarchy. But we understand both are equal, Vishnu Tattva. This hierarchy is to make us understand how they function. the individual expansions, how they function. So Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Paramatma or Super Soul is that feature of the Lord which on creation enters into every heart of each living entity and also enters into every atom, every particle. And because Lord Krishna in the form of Super Soul enters into this universe, the universe exists. Because Lord Krishna enters as Super Soul in atom, the atom exists, the elements exist, and hence these atoms and these elements, they perform their function, and hence they have their properties. And hence we study those properties. And we do research, and we write in exam, and we get marks, and we are awarded awards, degrees, based on that job, salary, house, family, everything is because Paramatma enters into an atom, but that nobody teaches us. Scientists will teach in physics about atoms, but they will not teach that atom is existing and functioning and has particular properties because of the presence of the Super Soul. They leave that important central point. So because of him, everything exists. The sugar has taste because of Paramatma. The flower has fragrance because of Paramatma. The water has taste because of Paramatma. The fruits have juice because of Paramatma. The vegetables have taste because of Paramatma. Nature has beauty because of Paramatma. It's all because of the presence of the Super Soul. Even from Brahma, the first, most powerful, superior, gigantic living entity, to a small ant, all are existing because of Super Soul. The Super Soul is in the heart of Brahma and is in the heart of an ant, in the heart of an amoeba, tiniest living entity to gigantic living entity, exist because of Super Soul. We all have heard that because of the soul this body exists, but we should know the soul exists because of the Super Soul. If the Super Soul leaves this body, the soul will also leave. The soul will not be able to function. If the Super Soul leaves this universe, everything will collapse. The planets, they are going around in an orbit. The Super Soul leaves, they will fall. Garbhodaksha Vishnu is inside the universe, hence the universe exists. So this Super Soul is one small fragmental part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna. So what to speak about glorious, beautiful, opulent items inside the universe. The whole universe itself is Krishna's opulence. These demigods, whom some foolish people, unintelligent people, worship, equating them to God, is wrong. In fact, Padma Puran says, those who equate Brahma with Vishnu, or Shiva with Vishnu, or Indra, Chandra, Surya, Ganesh with Vishnu, Bhagwan, they are atheist, Nastic. Generally we know one definition of atheist. One who doesn't believe in the existence of God. Right? There's another definition of atheist. One who equates demigods like Brahma, Shiva to Vishnu is called atheist. And these two definitions are same. One-to-one correspondence. So atheist, such a person is atheist. So those who claim that worship of demigods and worship of Krishna is same, they are atheist. And there are many today who claim like that. So they are misleading the population. In previous classes, we have in details discussed about demigods versus God. All of you remember? Yes, no? Okay, we'll take a small test. In pairs. We have paper pen? So in pairs, you divide your paper into two. Divide with pen into two. Demigod versus Krishna. And write specific details. Whatever difference is there between them. Between their personality or worship or process. In pairs. Two in one group. Demigods versus God. Be fast, Jay. Fast. Anand. Okay, only 2 minutes, huh? Be fast.
Thank you.
Done. Hare Krishna. We need one volunteer to write on the board. We'll be a little slow. Divide the board into half. Divide each half into another half. Okay, demigods and God. No. Demigods and God. Okay, one group will give one point, one major point of your whole list, which is not covered, okay? We'll see how many points we get in this Sabha, in this after assembly. Okay, we'll start with ladies, Matajis. Yeah. Yeah, anyone can start. Or raise, yes. Yes.
Demigod, if you want something that demigod then cannot provide without permission of Krishna, Krishna can give
. Okay, when others are answering, please stop writing now. You listen. Right, dependent, independent. Is that okay? Dependent for giving fruits. Okay, dependent is okay. That is okay. Dependent, independent.
Okay.
So it will cover independent, independent. Demigods are empowered. Krishna is source of power. Yaswaraj. Empowered by Krishna. All powerful. All powerful. Okay, good. Next. Okay, some demigods don't get disease and old age. But they have to change their bodies. So demigods change their bodies except Shivji. Krishna doesn't change body. Well, we can write, we are writing in general. Lord Shiva is a demigod, but he is separate from all other demigods. So keep that in mind. Demigods change their bodies. Krishna does not change his body. Or you can also write material body, transcendental body. Okay, next. Yes. Okay, good. So worship in lower modes. Transcendental. So if we take all the worships in detail, then worship of demigods come in goodness. Because there are lower worships also. Worship of humans will come in passion. Worship of bhoots, tantric and all, that will come in mode of ignorance. Okay? Yes, next. Mother, is group all finished? We will come back after all. Piche ho gaya? Done? No point? Mother is okay. Voice. Yes.
The result of worshiping Krishna is permanent. The result of demigods' meditation is impermanent.
Results temporary, permanent. Next.
Demigods cannot liberate anybody from the death of death and birth cycle.
And Krishna can do?
Krishna.
Sure?
Yes.
Yeah. So can't award liberation. And can award liberation. Next. So that is covered. That is covered in changing body and doesn't change body. You want to tell another point?
Yes, all the six.
Very nice. Demigods?
They are mono.
Yes, demigods have partial akshay, partial opulence, and here all six opulences in full. Next. How many? So in Nectar of Devotion, there is description of 64 qualities of Krishna. 64 prominent qualities. Krishna has infinite qualities. So 64 prominent are described. So a demigod can have at most 50. Shivji can have 4 more. Then God can have at most 50. Krishna has all 64. So, For Krishna you write 64 qualities, and demigod you write at most 50. Next, which group? Yes.
Krishnamurti is pure, and purpose is not for material like that, and demigod worship is related to material.
So, well, Krishna can be worshipped for material desires. That's allowed. Like Durga Maharaj, he worshipped Krishna for a kingdom. That's material desire. That's fine. So, what we can write is, by worshipping Krishna, we become pure. Even if we have material desires. By worshipping demigods, we don't become pure. Material desires don't get exhausted. Is that okay? So, by verse, you write here, worshippers remain within modes, and there you write worshippers transcend the modes. Okay, Amendra? Next. Yes. Part of okay. So that will come independent. Next, we'll come back. You are in which group? Same together, right? We'll come back. Next, which group remained behind?
Because they have a very small part of the thing which they can do. Krishna has got the entire thing. Or
wealth,
or intelligence, everything.
Yeah, so is that covered in
6?
Kya likha hai, number 6?
Kanta or liberation.
Nahin.
7 numbers.
Partial opulence and all 6 opulence. You have any other point which is not covered? Next. Yeah. Yes. So. No. That is there, but this point is like cabinet ministers and prime minister. Yeah. Delegated heads and final authority owner. So this point is like this: delegated heads and master or owner. In the universal management, Krishna has delegated authority to various personalities to manage the universe. They are demigods. One very important point is missing. Yes, which group is remaining? Santosh? Done? Jabka? Yeah, Venugopal. Yeah, okay.
All glories.
That's there in opulence. Write down cause of all causes. Krishna, and this is? No. Krishna is cause of all causes. Demigods are effects of the cause. Yes. Except Shivji, all demigods are Jeev Tattva. And Krishna is superior Vishnu Tattva. Okay, any more? Please raise your hands. Yes.
Krishna will give what is good for the human being, but demigod will give whatever they have, they will feel.
Yes, okay. So Krishna is well-wisher, actual well-wisher. They are just service providers. Right? They are just providers. Providers and well-wishers. Good. Yes.
Krishna is a person and demigods are a position.
Yes. This is very important. I was waiting for this. Demigods are posts, not individuals. The post keep changing. The person on the post keep changing. Every few thousand years, another person becomes the same demigod. So it's temporary. And Krishna is permanent supreme personality of Godhead. Yes. Yes, very nice. It's almost same. You can take the post. Right? Nice. Yes.
Krishna is virtue, never awesome from his natural position at any condition at any situation. But demigods are not virtue.
So, demigods are fallible and is infallible. Krishna is infallible. Good. Yes.
Krishna is one, demigods are 33.
Demigod is also one, total of 33, fine. Yeah, okay. Unique, Krishna is unique, one and only one. Yeah, more? Yes.
Krishna's worship is very simple, but chanting is only him. One can complete all the demigod's worship is very difficult. And after worshiping, there is no certainty of pleasure.
Yeah, so you write down. Complicated and simple. Complicated and uncertain. Simple and certain. Simple and sublime. Simple and sublime. Okay, since our board size is this much occupied, we will end our exercise. Very nice. So we see there are so many differences. And there are more than this. And it's very clear. Demigod worship is for only less intelligent people. We should worship Krishna. But there are many people around us. There are many organizations, missions, sadhus, babas, yogis, gurus, pakhandis, who tell that demigod worship is equal to God worship. Any member of demigod you choose and you chant this mantra, you will achieve the result. But that's not possible. It is very clear in this chapter where Krishna says that he is source of the universe, source of all the opulences. And Brahma, Shiva, Indra, Chandra, all these are very small fragmental authorities whose authority is based on Krishna. Prithu Maharaj, who is just an incarnation of Krishna, when he became the king in a very challenging circumstances, he saw Mother Earth was not giving any grains, minerals, herbs and all the items required to maintain the population. So he became very angry. He took his bow and arrow, sat on the chariot to kill planet Earth, who was assumed in the form of a cow, Bhumi Devi. At that time, Mother Cow was so afraid, Bhumi Devi was so afraid, she paid obeisances to Prithu Maharaj and said, "Why are you killing me? You are always protecting me." Like Varadev, he protected Bhumi Devi. "So you always protect me, but today you are killing me. Why?" And mind you, if you kill me, then all the citizens who are dependent on you, who are standing on Earth planet, they will all fall in Garbhodakshaya ocean. So even if I am wrong, you can't kill me. Because if you kill me, then your citizens will suffer. If planet Earth is destroyed, where will the people staying, the population go? They'll fall down straight in Garbhodakshaya ocean. What did Prithu Maharaj replied? He said, "I don't need you to take care of my citizens. Even after I destroy you, still I can maintain my citizens without planet Earth. when Prithu Maharaj is incarnation of Krishna, who maintains unlimited planets and unlimited population, who creates planets by his exhalation. When Mahavishnu breathes out, universes are created. Not planets, universes are created. So he can't sustain a small amount of population without planet Earth. He can create thousands of planets. So that is Prithu Maharaj, who doesn't depend on Bhumi Devi. King Nabi, who is a pure devotee of Krishna, with his wife Meru Devi, was performing yajna with qualified brahmanas. And when they put ghee in the agni and chanted the Vishnu mantra and said swaha, Lord Vishnu appeared there with his beautiful countenance, face, and so nice bodily features. And all the brahmanas were surprised. The brahmanas knew they were not so qualified, and their mantra chanting was not so great that Vishnu will come. But still Vishnu came. They knew their worship was not so pure. So they were surprised. It's like sometimes we know the result is going to be negative, though we attempt and we pass. We get positive results. Hey, itna jyada marks mil gaya. So Brahmana said, oh, Vishnu came? We were not qualified. The reason he has come is because of our Yajman. King Nabi is a pure devotee. Out of love and affection for his devotee, Vishnu has come. Not out of our chanting of mantras and doing swaha. So they offer very beautiful prayers to Vishnuji. And they said, this King Nabi, he is a pure devotee. And he has engaged us to perform this yajna. But we know you are not dependent on this yajna. This is just an ordinary ritualistic ceremony. You have actually appeared on the response of love of your devotee. So we request you to fulfill his desire, which is to have a son like you. King Nabi wanted a son like Vishnu. So Vishnu responded saying, this is very difficult. This is very difficult desire to fulfill because there is nobody like me. I am unique, one and only one. So he can't get a son like me, I'll have to become his son. So I will take birth in the womb of Meru Devi. And then Vishnu was born and his name was Rishabh, Lord Rishabh, or famous as Rishabh Dev. So as Rishabhdev grew up, he was so handsome and so nice bodily features, so nice qualities, so gentle behavior, so sweet speech. All the citizens and ministers, everybody in the kingdom were so happy with him. They wanted him to become the king, the emperor. And seeing young Rishabh boy's qualities becoming so famous, Indra got envious. So what did Indra do? He stopped giving rain on his kingdom. He stopped giving rain. What did Rishabhdev do? He worshipped Indra. He made an application to municipality water department. Rishabhdev said, forget Indra, he created his own rain and took care of his kingdom for years and years. This is Lord. He is not dependent on this dash demigods. He is not dependent on all this. He is independent, independently powerful to take care of his devotees. Sometimes devotees think, since I have started coming to Krishna consciousness, what about yearly Ganesh Puja, Durga Puja, Shivji ka photo and Mata ka photo and Satyanarayan Katha and this and this. Ye bhi, should I do or not do? If I stop, they will become angry and they will create trouble in my life. Krishna is independent of all these demigods. We don't have to worship anybody else. We serve Krishna and they take care of everything. We don't have to worry that they will trouble us. They can't trouble a devotee. A devotee is always protected by Krishna. Once we serve Krishna, we've done everything. We should have faith that if I serve Krishna, I don't have to do anything for my perfection, for fulfillment of my ultimate goal of human form of life. Everything else is done. This is called Shraddha. This is called faith. This is called confidence. So Rishabhdev just gave rain. Without taking help of Indra, Rishabhdev gave rain to all his kingdom. That is Krishna. So we just depend on Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Pure devotees only worship Krishna in full Krishna consciousness, and they know what they are doing is perfect. Nothing else has to be done. Akrura, when he came on behalf of Kans to pick up Krishna Balram and take them to Mathura, Akrura knew Kans has called Krishna Balram to kill them. So coming on behalf of Kans, Akrura also is supposed to be enemy, enemy's messenger. But he also knew Krishna Balram are sitting in my heart. Even if I don't tell anything, they will understand my situation. So it's a big pastime how Akrura took Krishna Balram. Finally, Krishna Balram sat on his chariot and they swiftly moved towards Mathura. In between was Yamuna Devi. So Krishna Balram halted the chariot. They took bath in the Yamuna. They drank nice water of Yamuna. Then Akrura folded his hands and told Krishna, "My dear Lord, if you permit me, I will also take bath in Yamuna." Taking bath in Yamuna is so auspicious. Sometimes devotees go to Vrindavan, they don't take bath in Yamuna, thinking that is dirty water. This is offensive. Yamuna is never dirty. Yamuna bed is always there. So we should take bath in Yamuna. Even though our eyes can't see purity, but we will get benefit. So Akrura took bath in Yamuna. When he was taking bath, inside the water he saw Krishna Balram. He thought, "Are, Krishna Balram are sitting in the chariot. How come they are inside water again?" So he got confused. So he came out of water, went under the tree. He saw Krishna Balram sitting in the chariot. He said, "Then whom did I saw inside?" Again he went inside. He saw Balram has become big Sheshnag. Krishna in the form of Mahavishnu, sitting on Sheshnag with four hands. And Brahma, Shiva, Prahlad, Narad Munis, four Kumaras, Sukadeva Goswami, Siddhas, Charanas, Gandharvas, and all the demigods and Apsaras, they are worshipping Krishna, paying their obeisances to Krishna, and Krishna is smiling with his associates. So Akrura saw whole Vaikunth Lok inside Yamuna. Krishna so many times declared, showed, proved that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all these demigods, they are his subordinates. So we don't need to worship any demigod. We just worship Krishna, and that way our life is perfect. We should be clear about this, and we should implement this in our life, that if I serve Krishna, I don't have to do anything else. All perfection will come, all goals will be fulfilled. Spiritual life means only worshipping Krishna. So with this faith, when we chant, when we perform devotional service, very quickly we advance. Faith is most important item in devotional service. And advancement in Krishna consciousness means increasing our faith. And when faith is 100%, it's called love, Krishna prem. So this faith should be only on Krishna, exclusive faith and attachment, exclusive dependence on Krishna. Kanishta adhikari, Madhyam adhikari, Uttam adhikari, what is the difference? Faith. Faith and the way they convince others about scriptures, from scriptures. That's the difference. So faith is so important. So we should have very strong faith that if I serve Krishna, that's all. I don't have to worship anybody else. So that way we will advance quickly, rapidly. Patapat, fast advancement. Okay? We'll end there. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. Are there any questions we will take? Yes.
You said, it's mentioned here that when somebody equates Krishna and demigod, that person is atheist. Does this mean that if somebody is worshipping demigod, but even though he is not considering them equal to Krishna, he is also atheist?
If somebody is worshipping demigods but thinks this demigod is God, then he is atheist. Because if he thinks demigod is God, he is equating demigod to God, who is equal to Krishna. So that's an atheist.
But if somebody is thinking that demigod is not equal to Krishna, Krishna is supreme, but he is interested in some material demigod and he is worshipping demigod, so is he atheist?
Yes. So it doesn't depend, he doesn't believe the existence of Krishna. If anybody has a material desire and he knows Krishna is higher than demigod, obviously he worship by Krishna, even for material desire.
In 7th chapter also, Krishna says that those who are worshipping demigod, they are indirectly worshipping him only. So,
but in an improper way, avidhi purvakam. It's an improper way. Yeah, indirectly worshipping Krishna, but Krishna doesn't like that. That's why he says it's improper. Or vidhi purvaka. It's like bribing. Don't increase corruption, enough already. Okay. Anybody doesn't worship Krishna? Finish, gone case. Any more? Yes.
If you worshipping
who is Satyanarayan? How? Where do you read this? People have manufactured this Satyanarayan puja. It's not mentioned in the scriptures. So why only Satyanarayan? Why not Lakshmiji? Why different, alag-alag? Why you separate Narayan from Lakshmi? Why don't you worship Lakshmi Narayan? Anybody read Satyanarayan Katha? Anybody read Satyanarayan Katha? What is the Katha? There is no Katha only in that book. Only it says, isne wo Katha pada, isne wo Katha pada, Katha kaun sa pada, to hai nahi. So there is no Shastric Praman. I have not heard any Shastric Praman on that.
People do it.
People do lots of things. We have to follow scriptures. So many things they have started. Santoshi Mahabharat, Vaibhav Lakshmi Vrat. Where is all that in scriptures? They just start something and some people make it popular, and because either the book publishers may be making popular or film wala, they make films and make it popular and everybody picks it up. New thing is very attractive. Worship Krishna. Yes.
It is said that Paramatma is each atom. So, though it is called material, so in each atom Paramatma is inside. So, in this way, how the matter? It should be spiritual. Because due to Krishna, its existence is there. So, Krishna is spiritual. So, he is already in this book. everywhere. So in this way everything is but only our thought process is
so everything is spiritual, correct. It is material because of our observation, not because of its ontological position. For example, is there light in this room? Is there darkness in this room? Where? So that's obstruction of light. If I close my eyes, I'll say the whole room is dark. But darkness doesn't exist. Light exists. Right? So spiritual exists, material doesn't exist. But when I close my eyes towards spirituality, that's called ignorance. Then that's material for me.
Then why this way is internal and external?
That's for us to understand. For him there is no material.
For him there is only
one. For him there is no material. Till we are not on that platform, we have to discriminate. We have to discriminate between poison and food. Because we are Baddha Atma. So we have to discriminate between matter and spirit, illusion and reality, light and dark. It's our observation. It's our weakness. It's our situation. Not for Krishna. Okay? When I see an object for my sense gratification, it's material. When I see an object as Krishna's object, that's spiritual. So it is my observation and not the object. This is very deep philosophy. That the world which you see is not the world which you see. It's different. It's completely different. We are in contact with illusion. The real world is something else. So depends on my consciousness, I will come across the real world. Any more questions? Yes.
He is
Krishna. Yeah, he is Vishnu. Balaji is Vishnu. Same, same. Yes. Do it as devotional service if at all you want to do it. The Surya is Krishna's eye. Surya is representative of Krishna. If you at all want to do it that way. Otherwise, preferably have a nice steel glass, put water, tulsi, and offer it to Krishna in the house. That will take care. Surya will drink from that, don't worry. We offer water to Krishna. It includes his eyes, nose, tongue, everybody. All, everything. But if somebody wants to continue the ritual and offer it, thinking that Surya is eye of Krishna. Krishna is represented. Best is to have deities at house and offer them water, bhoga, milk, fruits. That takes care of Surya, Chandra, Varun, everything. Okay.
Everybody suggests for Sarisa, Sarisa decision, it comes to things. They say, Chandra, you go to Chandra, Chandra, some studies are good, some studies are bad. In my case, I really bad. Lost a lot of things.
If somebody is chanting Hare Krishna, that will take care of it. We chant Hare Krishna, worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shani will be taken care of. Simple. Krishna is Shani's master. Krishna is all master, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Not just Shani, Budh, Shukur, Guru,
Som.
Mangal,
Som.
Som, Som, Surya. Krishna is all master. Serve Krishna.
Shani worships Krishna for Sade Sati. For his Sade Sati. Chad Narsingadev's Aarti daily takes us 2 minutes. That will take care. Yes, Venu. Shivji and his wife, they are permanent. Children, I don't know. Not my syllabus. I'll find out for you.
Prasad, in what way that Shivji is so different than others? Why is considered so special and different?
Because Shivji is almost Vishnu. When Lord Vishnu has to do some function in touch with material nature, he expands into Shivji and us. So Vishnu and material nature, when they come in contact, Shivji is born. Shivji takes care of that function. So Lord Vishnu and Shivji are almost same. If you take milk, put lemon, what do you get?
Curd. Curd.
Is curd and milk same?
No.
Are they different?
No.
Function is different. But they receive the same objects. Just addition of few drops of acid. In the same way, Vishnu is milk and Shivji is curd. The function is different, but basically they are same. Point to it, Shivji is permanent. He is not a post. Nobody can become Shivji. Point 3 is, Shivji is above Jiva. He has some qualities which Jivas don't have and cannot have. But he has some, he doesn't have those qualities all which Krishna or Narayana has. So he's in between. Between Jiva and Krishna.
He took birth from Brahma's Jiva.
That was his appearance in the universe because Brahma comes first. But even before he took birth from Brahma's eyebrows, he is still existing. So in this universe he appeared in that way. But he's always existing. He has his own planet in the material world, Kailash, and even in the spiritual world, and he exists there as Sadashiv, who is Vishnu Tattva. Sadashiv expands into all the Rudra forms.
Okay. But worshipping him is not equivalent to Krishna.
If you consider Shivji as God and worship him, he will be very upset. He is greatest Vaishnava. He got Nobel Prize among all devotees. So if you worship him as Vaishnava, he will bless you with Krishna consciousness.
Similarly, all other Vishnu Tattvas like Narayan and all are also different than Krishna, right?
They are different than Krishna, but they are above Shiva. They are Vishnu Tattvas. They are expansions of Krishna.
So even if you chant their name, it's equivalent.
All names are equivalent. All Krishna's primary names are equivalent. Though Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recommended to chant Hare Krishna Mahaprabhu. So because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended, so we do that. We don't basically get 10-12 names and make a mantra. That will not work. It has to be authorized. If I take a box and paint it red and black, it doesn't become a post box. It has to be authorized from post office. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is authorized Hare Krishna Mahamantra, so we chant. Chanting any name, Namna Makari, Bhauta, Reja, Sarva, Shakti is powerful, no doubt. But we do it as per recommendation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who has given Hare Krishna. Okay. Yes. He also gives. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I told that information I don't have. But this I am sure, Ganesha is not a permanent personality. We will end here. We will have Damodar Ashtakam. And Kartik month is till 25th. So there is nice Deepdan going on in the temple. Please visit temple. Offer your Deep to Radha Rasbihari also. You can come sometimes if you have not come. And daily offer it at your house also. Okay. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Thank you.